Assalamu alaikum. I'm back. Have you ever met someone who starts talking and you go thinking, gosh, what a polished liar. How does he pull it off so well? Yeah, let me introduce you to this breed of humans. Ready? This is gonna be noteworthy. The word hypocrite, aka munafiq, is from an Arabic word nifaq, or hypocrisy. A hypocrite is a person whose inward reality differs from his outward appearance. Someone who is a two-faced double dealer. They may give an impression of friendship and affection and pretend to be sincere and sympathetic, while in heart, they harbor an opposite feeling. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, three signs when found in anyone is a hypocrite, even though he fasts and offers prayers and thinks that he's a Muslim. When he is trusted, he is dishonest. When he talks, he lies. And when he makes a promise, he breaks it. Now let's talk about hypocrisy towards others. Hypocrites are always thinking to themselves, I hope nobody finds out what I'm really like.
Why can't I do what's right?
How can I spin this so everybody believes me? Somebody who's double-faced and double-tongued. He'll praise someone in their presence, then behind their back, he'll denounce them and try to cause them pain and harm. Some of the hypocritical people do not have any resolve. They do not know which side to join. Like, never. When the good guys are winning, they'll side with the good. When the bad guys are winning, they'll side with the bad. And the rest of the time, well, they like to sit on the fence. They're usually confused because of their weak intellects. The Quran describes the hypocrites as such, swaying between this and that, belonging neither to these nor to those. The hypocrites wait to see what happens to you, and if God grants you victory, they say, were we not on your side? And if those who deny the truth have a share of victory, they say to them, did we not help you win and protect you from the believers? God will judge you all on Judgment Day, and never will God allow those who deny the truth to harm the believers. The hypocrites seek to outwit God, but it is He who outwits them. And when they stand up for prayer, they do so reluctantly and to be seen by others, and they hardly remember God at all. They vacillate between the two, belonging neither to one side nor the other. But for him whom God allows going astray, you can never find the way for him. They will indirectly create obstacles for the believers instead of paving the way for them. Here's a little fact about hypocrisy. Hypocrites may seem pleasing from the outside, but hypocrisy is lonely. People are likely to forgive you for making a mistake, but they have a harder time forgiving someone who refuses to admit they have made a mistake. Remember, people have difficulty trusting or having compassion for hypocrites. Now it comes down to the question, how can we stop being hypocrites? Some tips to overcome hypocritic traits. To stop being a hypocrite, we must first examine our own moral code and determine any contradictions in it. Objective morality is the best tool to help us overcome hypocrisy. Objective morality is the belief that meaning is not open for interpretation and that something is true regardless of who is involved in a situation. For example, stealing, abuse, and oppression is wrong in and of itself. Like the nature of the act itself is defined as immoral. At the root of hypocrisy, it's fear and low self-esteem. Thinking about the what-ifs that can happen if I speak up against evil. For example, what if I lose my vote to become class president when the class learns that I support Palestine? Better keep that a secret. That's hypocrisy for reaching powerful positions. There are countless examples of hypocrites throughout history. Like during the time of Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali. Yeah, those fake Muslims who pretended to say Shahada and used to scheme against the Prophet behind his back, those were hypocrites. And of course, we have modern day examples of such rulers, the ones who pretend to be Muslim. No, guys, do not set back because speaking the truth puts your personal gains at risk. Do not be afraid to speak up against oppression because victory is promised for the true righteous believers, not the hypocrites. Lastly, I'm sure you have a lot of people around you who give off a vibe of hypocrisy. So if next time you befriend someone whose behavior contradicts what he claims to believe or feel, you can put up an imaginary warning sign on his forehead that reads, beware of the outcome. This has been Noteworthy. See you next time, wherever you are.